that is Vancouver. But I want to pay a special tribute to this guy. What a warrior. Back from two really serious injuries and got his moment tonight. Very, very proud of him at this club.
Appreciate it.
Questions in the room first, guys, and then we'll jump to Zoom if there's anything.
Yep.
Charlie, you want to kick us off?
Austin, just start with maybe the overall feeling after that one. It's, okay, it's kind of a frustrating one, but I mean, you did quite well for this, especially the first 70 minutes or so.
Yeah, really frustrating. But we showed that, I mean, there's not much of a dip or a level drop off between the two. It's just when you play teams, especially MLS teams, you can't give them goals. You can't make mistakes that lead to goals. And if you do, you get punished. So up until the first own goal, we didn't do that. And then you give up a few little mistakes and you get punished for it.
Yourself, Clem, and Brian all kind of coming on together. I think it was still 1-0 at that point. What was sort of the directive for Nachi wanted you to do there?
Just come in, bring some energy, and try to switch the game around. You know, all three of us have pace. We can get in behind, and we're a handful for defenses to deal with. And hopefully just pull one back and make it a game again. And I think we got a little bit unlucky, but that's how it goes sometimes.
Tom?
Austin, you've had quite a return playing full 90 as a winger and now playing as a cam. How do you feel like you, I'm sure you're concerned about the team, but how do you feel like you've progressed and come back after two as it was a really bad injury?
It's tough. I feel like I'm starting to get my feet under me again, though. It takes some time, and it's definitely a lot to go through, and not many people realize it or understand it unless you go through it or you're around and close to someone who does go through it. But I'm starting to feel good again. I'm starting to feel positive, and things are going in the right direction personally.
And a lot of players on this team are sort of dealing with injuries right now. As someone who's had them and come out of it and is now scoring, what do you say to them?
It's just certain injuries are unfortunate. You get unlucky in certain scenarios, but I guess that's part of it. I think we've just been a little more unlucky than you should be or any team should be. But all you can do is put your head down, work hard, try to get as healthy and fit as you can, and get yourself back in the squad. But there's nothing we can do about that other than try to move forward and get everybody fit and healthy back.
Any other questions in the room? Mr. Ricci? Bob.
Well, now you can turn your attention back to just the league and recovering from the, you know, the win you've had. Is that now that there's no distractions from this championship? Is it time to now, you know, turn it on and just it's just like a game once a week, not this three games a week kind of thing. That's now you can sort of focus back just on the league now.
Yeah, I mean, load-wise, it's you get that extra rest. You get that extra few training sessions during the week to prepare for the game on the weekend. So in that sense, it's positive. But at the same time, it sucks because situations like this and this tournament's exciting. Like, you want to advance. You want to make a story. You want to go for a run. And unfortunately, it's over tonight. But, yeah, again, we get focus on the league now. And at least we have a bit more time to make tactical adjustments in between games.
I do need to ask you about the goal and what it meant to you. Obviously tonight it's overshadowed a little bit by the result, but when that ball did hit the net, I know that you got a second to enjoy it and punch the air a little bit. Obviously the end goal would have been maybe for it to come earlier when the game was a little bit closer, but what did it mean for you when that ball hit that net?
Yeah, I mean it's bittersweet, but personally it means a lot. I've been through a lot over the past 2 years, and only the people really close to me actually understand it. But it definitely means a lot, and has me going in the right direction, and feels really good mentally, and hopefully there's more to come, that's for sure.
Just another 50 to go this season, then we'll go.
That's it.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom? All right.
David, over to you, please.
Thanks, Owen. Hello, Austin. Commiserations on the results tonight. Despite how things went, or result was, what can you say were the positives you took out of this match against the Whitecaps?
Positives. I mean, for the first 60, 65 minutes, it was a game, right? It was close. We didn't really give up too many chances. We had a few chances to score, which would have changed everything. But that's how it goes, right? As I said earlier, like, you make little mistakes against teams at a higher level, you get punished. So I don't know. I'm a bit hard on myself, but I don't. There's not too many positives to take out of a 4-1 loss. But I mean, for the first three quarters of the game, I think it could have swayed either way, and unfortunately got punished off a few errors.
That's fair, and you know, obviously it's the second loss in a row between the Canadian Championship and the CPL. It's still early in the season, it's only six games in for you guys. What do you think we'll need to change just to get back into winning ways, you know, to make sure that, you know, by the midpoint of the season you guys are where you want to be?
Just get back into training after two losses. You just need to put your head down, keep working hard, keep grinding, listen to what the coaches have to say, and we adjust for the next game, and we go from there. We prepare for Pacific this weekend and get the result there.
Absolutely. Keep your head up, Austin. Good performance today from you guys. Good showing for the CPL and the Canadian Championship. Wish you guys all the best in the upcoming games.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, David. Appreciate the time. Don't see any other hands up on Zoom, so...
Thanks, guys.
Right in here today.
Just here.
Yeah. Sorry, you want to kick us off?
Sure. Martin, it seems maybe a little bit like the last Whitecaps game last year, where, you know, you're in it for a long time, but then you concede when it opens up a little bit.
Yeah. You know, I thought we did well up until they scored, as far as limiting quality chances. They had chances. They're always going to create chances. They got a fantastic team, and they had but I thought in the first half, we defended well. The chances they had came from our, in my opinion, silly giveaways in areas we talked about not playing. And when you play in those areas, they're set up to win it, and they're deadly on the counter. So we rode our luck a little bit, but I thought we held firm and were in good areas and limited their quality chances. And at halftime, we tried to rejig a few things and keep the organization. And I mean... They were going to get chances, and funny, it was almost like, I think the last year, one of the goals is quite similar, like just kind of fluky in a way. But yeah, we had to come out of our shell a little bit then, and we opened up too much too early. But, you know, I thought our guys gave a fantastic account of themselves. They worked real hard, didn't give up right till the end. And, you know, it was, I think the scoreline flattered them a little bit, but... It was, you know, proud of the performance my guys put in.
Yeah. Is there any word on Roger?
Yeah, he's got a, well, we don't know for definite, but he's got a little tweak at the groin, so we'll see. We'll probably find out for a day or two.
Tom? Late in the game, the triple substitution and the sub on of Marky Marchkowski. Gave you guys a lot of sort of inspiration and speed. What did you think of that?
Yeah, I mean, it was always the plan. I was actually in the midst of making that before they scored, making the subs. So maybe I was a little bit slow with it. But I thought with the moment at the time, we seemed like we were in a decent place. You know, I thought they came on. They had some good energy. Austin did really well playing a little bit deeper. You know, Brian holds the ball really well, and Clem's pace is electric when he gets going. We get him in the open field, he put a couple good balls in, and you know, I have to look at it back again. I thought Brian was going to score that one at the near post, but he made a good run, and it was a good ball, just didn't connect.
And as for Sumaro switching from the midfield to center back, is he going to be happy with that, given this was his first chance to play his natural position, and do you think he did well?
You know, Brent's got a great attitude. Wherever you play him, he'll play. You know, yeah, obviously it was great to, you know, to give him a chance, his natural position. I thought he did well. But obviously we had to jig things around once Rog came out. and I thought Brem did well even at the back. You know, we opened up late and left ourselves a bit too exposed still, but trying to push forward and get back in the game.
Any other questions in the room? Giancarlo.
Martin, what did you think of the way Paris G played tonight?
Yeah, I thought Paris has been steady for us. He's a quality player. I think he's one of the better fullbacks in the CPL. You know, so he's been big for us. He's a workhorse. He gives you everything he's got, and he's great pro. He's great in the group, and I think there's even more to come from him. He delivers a quality ball, and he put some good balls in tonight, and we just didn't quite get on the end of them. So, you know, I think if he keeps delivering service like that, he'll get a fair few assists this year.
Yes, I just wanted to ask you about your goalkeeper, who probably deserved a better fate tonight. I think he made some good save, really good save, but had some bad bounces. Just your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I thought he played well. He made some good saves and maybe made a poor decision on the, I can't remember which goal now, he came out and headed it. But other than that, I thought he was solid. And he was good with his feet, picked some good passes out. Probably made two plays all day that he'd want back, but he did save us a few times. And, you know, Nico's a quality keeper. He makes the saves you expect him to make. And he'll even pull some out of the air. So he's been big for us this year and keeping us in games at times. So, but I thought he was good tonight.
In terms of looking at those details, first goal goes in off his hands back. There's a Nico moment, the ball trickles in, there's a penalty. Will you take those out of the game, or do you look at it and go, well, they still have to score those chances, so it doesn't really matter?
I think we just got to look at the good things we did and reinforce them. We got to show the mistakes and what we did wrong, but you know, I thought for 60 minutes we did a lot right. And once they scored the goal, we lost our way a little bit, to be fair. You know, they're a quality side. They've got quality players. And it showed at times tonight, but we were able to limit it for large portions. So I think when we stick to task and we stay solid, we look like a very good team.
Any other questions in the room before we jump to Zoom, Robin?
Well, even though it was a loss tonight, is there what you can look forward to playing, going back to nothing but league play, knowing that you, for now 2 years in a row, you've been competitive against this like higher caliber MLS team, and think that the other teams, because of roster restrictions and that, they're not going to be able to bring on their superstars in 60 minutes or so. You'd say, well, yeah, but then there's, I won't name them, but a CPL team and another CPL team, another CPL team, to say, yeah, well, if we could play like that tonight, we're going to do well in league play.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think in a large part we've done well in league play. We just not finished our chances is, I think, been our big problem. You know, we've left a few points on the table already this year, and it doesn't get any easier. Going to Pacific's not an easy task on Sunday, and then Halifax the following week. So we have a difficult road ahead, but their games, for me, in our league, we're going to be competitive with everyone, and we have the ability to beat anyone. So we just got to go with a positive mindset and work the way we did tonight, and we should be able to pick up points.
Any other questions on the floor? We jump to Zoom.
Excuse me. David, over to you first, please.
Thanks, Owen. Coach, hello. Commiserations on the results tonight. Tell us, obviously you played Whitecaps again for the second year running, and I think as I was pointed out beforehand, either to you or to Austin, similar match, similar in how it flowed to last year. You know, it took a while before the Whitecaps finally broke you guys down. What do you think was different this time from a year ago that, you know, saw the Whitecaps have so much trouble against you guys?
I think it was very similar. We held out for a long time, and you know, I think this year probably created a little bit better chances. it was once that first goal goes in, it makes things tough, and we have to open up, which they have the quality to really hurt you when you open up, and they did that tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, disappointments aside, you get back to the league, get right away. Obviously, Pacific had the week. We'll have had the week to. Sorry. Pacific plays now. I'm from another team, but you know, yeah. So it's mixed them. They're about to kick off against TSS Rovers. You know, now you get to focus on the league and solely the league for the next 24 games at least. Do you think that at least help you guys in your push to, you know, be where you want to be, certainly in the playoffs and competing for a title?
Yeah, I mean, I think now we've got to regroup as a group. We got a quick turnaround, but this time last year with our injuries and after this game, we had a bit of a dip. So we have to be aware of that dip and not let it happen now. So we got a difficult game in Pacific. We're a good team and tough to beat at home, but I think we have the ability to do so. We've got to come out with a positive mindset and keep working. Creating the chances we have been in the league and, you know, start putting them away.
Absolutely. Briefly, I'll ask one more remote, if that's good. Of course, it's back-to-back losses now between this and the Friday nights. Between the two matches, what did you see from your side that you think really needs to improve so that over the next few games you guys get a run and start to move up tables?
I think finishing chances. Big, I mean, I thought we had a couple good chances tonight that we didn't put on frame or didn't finish. And Friday night, I thought we created more than enough chances, more than most teams do against Forge, to be honest. But we obviously weren't able to break through. So I think that's been the story of our season so far. We've created chances. We've missed the most clear chances in the league this year. So we've got to start putting chances away. So it was nice to see Reach score tonight. I thought it was a fantastic strike, and he has the ability to score goals, and he's one of those guys that can go on a tear, so it's good to hopefully that build his confidence up.
Absolutely. It was a good strike indeed. Very good finish. Coach, congratulations on the results today, but good on the guys today to put out the effort they did. Good. It's great for the league to see what Rigor did tonight, and hopefully Portugal will be able to do similar against Avon Hill. So best of luck on Sunday against Pacific, and all the best in their upcoming games.
All right. Thanks, David.
Thank you, David. JJ, over to you.
Hey, Martin. JJ Adams from the Vancouver Sun here. Just a quick one, and I'll let you go. The first goal, up to that point, it had been 20 shots for the Whitecaps, but you guys had really mitigated a lot of the danger. There wasn't a lot of dangerous chances there. You said that after that goal, you guys kind of maybe opened up too soon. Was there a psychological component to that, sort of conceding that kind of goal in a tight game like this?
Yeah, I think there was tonight. It's funny, when we've conceded in the league, we've really, you know, showed a real backbone and gone at teams. And I felt tonight, I think it kind of took the wind out of our sails a little bit for a moment. But then we got back at it. And, you know, I think that they, maybe that feeling they were creating a lot of chances, but they weren't creating a ton of high quality chances, in my opinion. We were limiting them to shots from outside the box, and you know, we were getting numbers in front of the ball to make it difficult. But yeah, it made it difficult. I think once they scored, I think our mindset dropped for a few minutes, and we gained it back, and we had a few good moments. You know, the second goal hurt a lot though.
Thanks, Coach. Hopefully we'll get a rematch again next year.
Yeah.
Thanks, JJ. Finally, Redwan, over to you, please.
Yes, Martin. There have been problems. You've come out with solutions, but still results are not improving. Between now and Sunday, you know, what special, you know, is going to come up?
Yeah, I mean, I think now we've got to change mindset. We don't have a lot of time to work on things. As far as in the training pitch, with, you know, really a couple recovery days and match prep day, so, and travel. So it's, you know, there's not a lot of work we can put on the training pitch, but there's stuff we can do in video and other things to rectify. But I think for us, we got to put this game behind us. I think it was great for the guys to play against Vancouver, but now we got to turn our attention to the league and start picking up some points. It's you know, we can't keep dropping games now.
You know, every defeat is painful, but how you know, painful was this one?
Yeah, I think that it becomes more painful just in the scoreline, because I felt we put a good account of ourselves, and you know, the third goal was a little tough. I thought you know, it broke kindly for them. I think Elijah was on to at least, you know, win the ball, and it was just one of those situations. And then we had a couple chances around that, and if that situation went differently, we would have been 2-1 with a few minutes to go. So, but just didn't break our way today.
Have you had a chance also of speaking to the boys just after the final whistle? What was said?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I commended them for their effort and their work rate all day. There was a few things that I wasn't too happy with, but we have to correct. But you know, that's every game. You know, there's always things we can improve upon. So we got to look to repeat the good things we do and get better at the mistakes we make as a group. We got to get better at and improve. It's still early in the season, but like I say, we got to start picking up points.
Okay, we'll leave it up there and hope we can pick up the pieces ahead of the trip into Pacific on Sunday.
Thanks, Ridwan.
Thank you, Ridwan. Thank you to everyone for joining us from the West Coast too. And
thanks, guys.
Good luck. Thanks, Ridwan.
Thanks, mate.